106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin recently had to make a new purchase of something in his house. Just because the old thing, it was a chair, right?
It was long overdue. But we had an office chair that we easily had over 10 years, maybe even longer than that. And, I mean, that's probably how long people have office chairs, I'd imagine.
Sure, they get worn down.
10 years, that's why they're so expensive. So, the reason why it was time for us to get a new one wasn't because of wear and tear from us. It was because of wear and tear from our cat, Holden. Mm. And not Annie. Annie, my other cat, she doesn't care about that chair in the slightest. It's Holden's chair.
Right.
And he loves it so much. But it's disgusting. He did that to that chair.
Wow.
Besides the fact that that chair is covered in so much Holden hair, you'll never get it off.
Holden sheds a lot.
He's also, I like to say he's a retired cat.
Mm-hmm.
He's old AF.
Yeah.
He's diabetic.
Yep.
He has some sort of sinus condition.
Mm-hmm.
And he has ear yeast. So all of that has now been on this chair. He's sneezed on it. I'm sure there's ear yeast on it. I'm sure.
Do wish you would stop taking those two words, putting them together, and then saying it over and over.
It's disgusting. So it was time for us to get a new office chair, and we got a new office chair, and I put it together, and I pushed it in there, and I'm looking at Holden's chair, and I didn't have it in me to throw it away. I just didn't. If you text the word chair, CHAIR, to 73389, you'll see what I saw, and you would have made the same decision as me.
So do you have something in your house that you can't get rid of because your pet loves it way too much? 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Now, I of course, with my dog, Henry, like, mm-hmm. he's still got a bunch of toys from when he was a puppy,
mm-hmm.
But they all kind of sit in the bottom of a toy bin. But every once in a while, he'll get curious and he'll dig it all out. And so it's like, I obviously can't get rid of these.
I'm not necessarily talking about toys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people commented on the post that I put up of Holden sitting in his chair that were very much about dog toys and stuff like that. I'm talking about things that are not made for animals, but they have claimed it, and you just can't throw it away. Some of these comments are great. Sabrina says, we have a paper grocery bag that is folded flat and sits on the floor because her 16-year-old kitty has to lay on it.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
JoJo said that in 2015, we moved apartments, and I took an old printer paper box from work to use as a moving box. Well, the cat really took a liking to it, and we still have it 3 moves later.
Oh, wow.
And do we think that is it the kind of thing where if you got a new moving box, then that cat is pissed?
Probably, I'd imagine. Lisa says they have an entire couch for their Great Dane Hercules.
Hmm.
Where do you even put something that big?
Well, to be fair, you kind of have to get an entire couch. It's a Great Dane.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Jennifer said that I bought my sister an Instapot for Christmas. I kept the box, though, for my cat, and he loves it.
When Emma was little, she was probably like 7 or 8, she had this little stuffed bunny named Chloe, and she would, she'd take boxes, cut them all up, and then make, like, apartments for Chloe.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, that very quickly became our cat Valerie's.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but then Valerie got some sort of gastrointestinal issue.
Oh, God. Did you throw it away, though?
Well, we had to.
Yeah,
and
have
she
to.
Was mad.
It's a biohazard.
It was a biohazard.
At that point.
Yeah.
Cindy said that they are keeping their baby's bassinet because even though the baby hates sleeping in it, the cat loves it, and it's the new bed. We have something like that Zoe is almost outgrown. When she outgrows it, that's another thing we're going to have to keep for Holden. Whenever Zoe's not in it, Holden tries to get in it. And like I said, he's disgusting, so he's not allowed in that. We have to put pillows on top of it so that he can't get to it.
Really?
Yeah, but once she's done with it, he can have it.
I mean, there are couches in your house. There are.
I know.
Surely you would buy him a cat bed.
I know. Nicole.
Does he think he's a human being?
Oh, I'm sure he thinks he's a human being.
Okay.
Like an old rickety old man at this point.
Yeah.
Nicole, this is disgusting. And you dog people can chime in on this. Nicole says that we've kept an old couch pillow that became our dog's humping pillow. That was 5 years ago. We still have it. He still humps it. It's disgusting.
Ugh. Okay, if you remove the pillow from your home, would that make the dog stop?
I don't know, but why would you keep something like that?
I mean, I guess because, I mean, you're keeping a nasty old Eerie's chair.
That's true.
There's just been less, it's been humped less.
Well, the chair hasn't been humped at all.
You don't know that. You're not home all the time. There was a time when Holden was a spry young man.
I don't think Holden's ever humped anything in his life.
You know what? Every parent thinks that.